This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Today we got some events set up, and we will be in not only in the San Diego area, but we will be in Escondido. San Diego sold out, which will be tomorrow morning, which is great to hear. And we'll also be having an event in Oceanside, California. And over the weekend, we will be moving our way towards Arizona, where we will be speaking in a couple events out there as well, in Payson, Arizona, as well as in Mesa, Arizona, and Phoenix area. So with that said, we are out there doing this stuff, as we say in the ministry, Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost, and preaching the word of God, like it or not. With that said, friends, I got much to cover over the next hour, so do bear with me. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We stick to the Word of God and the Constitution, which exposes the errors, but it also brings about the resolve in which most people in this country, well, at least they claim they say they want resolve, but they take the opposite when it comes to the method and duty before God, expecting someone else to fix for them, which is their responsibility to fix, in so many words. Folks, have you ever taken the time to notice that the corporate news networks, do you realize they survive off the ignorance of the American people? Did you hear what I said? The corporate news networks survive off the ignorance of the American people. So many people complain about the corporate-owned news networks, but the only way that they survive is through sponsorship. At least we're told that's how they survive, the golden calf. You know, John Locke, one of the founders along with Charles D. Montesquieu and or William Blackstone, he said, wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. Who promulgates, who broadcasts tyranny and advocates for tyranny more than the corporate news networks on a global scale? I mean, friends, let me say it this way. For the life of me, I have never understood why today's self-professed conservatives, yesterday's liberals, will have on their television or radio shows two sides of an argument. I'm going to give it to you today the way that you haven't heard it before. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? You don't understand why today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, will have on their television or radio programs two sides of an argument. Come on, there's two sides of an argument, Bradley. There always is. I mean, after all, put this into perspective, one is lawful and the other is not. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. And this is what the American people have taken on when they drink the corporate news left-right Kool-Aid paradigm. It's in play to merely divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, as I've highlighted so many times in the past. The American people, they're dividing and conquering you to tear down constitutional law, Article 4, Section 4, to put in its place that of policy. Now, let me just ask you a common sense question. Does a police officer ask the criminal of his or her opinion? If that criminal, doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, a criminal is a criminal. Does the police officer ask the opinion of the law transgressor when he prosecutes her for the laws that have been transgressed? A police officer does not ask the criminal of his or her opinion of the law if they transgress the law, do they? 1 John 3:4. No, they don't. They are simply there to prosecute. They are simply there to enforce the law because after all, friends, when the law is enforced, it establishes judgment within the gate. And that's why we call police officers peace officers. But this isn't what the conservatives of the day do. Now, let me give you an example to show you how this works. When a topic, a bone, is thrown to the American people, let's say by the Supreme Court, because they desire to overthrow another constitutional law, rather than discover and apply the law, Article 3, Section 1, the conservatives, the liberals of the day, will have two guests. One will be labeled a leftist, and the other will be labeled a conservative as they are called together, and as they are called out today as being a leftist and or a conservative, the right and the left. We've talked about that several times. Over that which is already settled law. They want to debate settled law. What they do is they get them to debate as if to suggest that a leftist or someone labeled as a conservative has validity when it comes to why a law that God has established should be overthrown or why it should not be overthrown. I hope you follow. And it is usually played out by the viewer's emotions by one that plays the victim while the spear is in hand perpetuating the crime, is it not? And because of these schemes, the people have taken on the mind of the enemy rather than the mind of Christ, which keeps us free. They have Americans talking of global warming. They have Americans talking about amnesty for illegals. They have Americans talking about transgenders and taking off male and female concerning bathrooms. They have the American people, the corporate-owned media does, of normalizing, guess what, friends, pedophilia even today. To take you to the past, these are the same debates that have in the past brought us lines between church and state in reverse. In other words, attacking Christianity and religion in the United States of America under the Christian umbrella. Folks, this is all in reverse being played out by the corporate-owned media. These same debates have in the past brought us abortion because the Supreme Court said that they have now played God, usurping God, Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. Now they are the final say rather than God being the final say. Again, read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution where they are to discover and apply law as sitting in good behavior, not as activists, not as those that are committing the act of judicial tyranny on a daily basis. Now, these same debates, friends, are the ones that have brought us abortion. They are the same debates brought about by the conservatives and what you call the leftist, communist, socialist, Democrats that have brought us sodomy. They have brought us gay marriage. And I can go on and on and on and on. Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment. These corporate news networks literally survive off the ignorance of the American people, and I'm about a third of the way through, friends, to give you more understanding as I'm continuously thinking. I awoke to this morning and writing out my thoughts concerning how the people are played out. It's always a departure from the moral law of God. Therein is your answer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. We got some events set up here in San Diego tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. That one's sold out, which we're happy to hear about. We're going to also be in Oceanside, California. And as well, we are going to be in, let me think here for a moment. I just show up. I just do the traveling, and then I ask, where are we going next? But I know that we're in San Diego. I know that we are in Escondido, and we will also be in Oceanside, California. Over the weekend, we'll be traveling over to that of Arizona. We'll be in Mesa, Arizona, and Payson, Arizona, as well, doing the stuff, Luke 19:10. Folks, I want to point my finger over to the website. If you'd like to check us out, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts and or my Facebook, BradleyDean. And friends, if you want to check out some pretty cool videos that will bring about results to America's dilemma, absolute surety and resolve, friends, but it falls to the American people to be the strength of the Constitution to enforce the enumerated laws against the crime, go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube, and at any time if you'd like to give us a call. We are set up on Comrax in San Diego, California today. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what I've been talking about here is, first and foremost, it is the corporate news networks that are surviving off the ignorance of the American people. And I'm highlighting John Locke, who was one of the signers along with, I'm sorry, not a signer, friends, but one that established English common law so our founders could actually establish what they call the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, in cahoots with them, joined hand in glove to establish what we have now through the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, so on and so forth. It was John Locke. It was Charles B. Montesquieu and William Blackstone. Now, it's also interesting, and I'm going to point my finger to this because I believe it's that important for people to know, my firsthand testimonials, my experiences. When I went into the capital of the state of Minnesota, it was interesting that I gave a prayer at that capitol. But before I gave the prayer at the capitol in the state of Minnesota in 2011, what's interesting to note, friends, is when I went back and studied that building before I gave my prayer, I aligned it with the quotes that were in that building. And during the time that I went up to the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, what was interesting to behold, friends, was none other than Moses awaiting the divine law, a big, huge painted mural behind the seats of those that call themselves the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota. Now, when I would turn around and I would walk out going through the door, when I look above the head of the door, there was a quote there by the name of John Locke. And John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. So what John Locke was stating, when I'm looking forward above the seats of the Supreme Court justices, I'm seeing the lawgiver, God giving the divine law, the divine moral law, to Moses to establish the Ten Commandments. When I turn around, there's the quote, John Locke, wherever law ends, tyranny begins. And then you begin to think that through. And when you begin to think that through, you think to yourself, well, wait a second, how does tyranny have a hold upon the American people today? Let me say it this way. Tyranny has taken a hold in the religion of ignorance. The American people have failed to do their due diligence. They've allowed not only the schools throughout the United States to illegally indoctrinate through the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, but they also allowed the agents of the state to train up their children to be proselytizers of a new faith, which is un-American. It's a global agenda through something called International Baccalaureate. Now, again, with that said, in going back, the American people have outdone themselves and entertained themselves rather than studied and showed themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They want someone else to do for them that which God commands them to do. And so when you see wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, well, the law has done away with through what? A bunch of corrupt politicians working for ill-designing men, special interest groups, to lay more policy on the American people, to hold up, through the burden of tyrants, the commandments of men, namely the 10,000 commandments of men, merely because they do not want to be ruled by God's 10 commandments. Now, there's a better way of saying this, and I do understand exactly what I'm telling you. I understand everything that I'm telling you because I've thought through this stuff over and over and over again. But if I go to Noah Webster, he can coin this simply for you. All the miseries and all the evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, all proceed from their despising, now listen carefully, or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The word precept, by the way, is defined out as that which God has entrusted man with. So we hear all day what God needs to be doing and what God should do. And, you know, some people on the other side have said, well, God bless America. Well, the fact of the matter is, to make my point, God has blessed America. Now it's time for man to bless God in taking that which God has entrusted them with and actually keeping that which has been obligated to them to fight for their posterity in the present the way that our forefathers did fight for their posterity over 242 years later. And guess who their posterity is, friends? It's me and you. So now let's get back to this. The corporate news network survive off the ignorance of the American people. They totally do. They could not do what they do if people simply made reference to, guess what? The law. And I just highlighted, friends, how the American people have taken on the mind of the enemy. I mean, folks, you're now talking about global warming. I mean, what did these criminals that call themselves representatives that are trying to advocate global warming, which is only to add a new tax on a global scale, friends, to empower them and to add strength to tyranny over we the people through some scheme called global warming? I mean, the Bible says the earth abideth still. What did we do for 6,000 years before these fools got on the scene and now want to tax us because they want you to believe that global warming is something that actually needs to be addressed? I mean, the way that you do that is you overlook the facts. Global warming is a scheme. But again, corporate networks, friends across the globe have people talking on a global scale of global warming to their own demise. The corporate news networks have the American people talking about amnesty for illegals. And if they don't have you talking about it, well, guess what? They pulled you into the debate if you have done nothing about those that are advocating amnesty for illegals. They still have your mind on that which is illegal. We heard over the last couple of years how the corporate news networks wanted to advance transgenders on the heels of the sodomites, which I told you was coming because they are lawless. There is no boundaries with these people until judgment commences, and that comes through us and as well as God, Hebrews 9:27. Folks, and just think about that. They even have the American people talking of not only transgenders and having their way and allowing these transgenders, these confused reprobates, Romans 1:24, but now they can go in stores and go into bathrooms and do whatever they want. It's not working out too well for them because daddies are taking care of business. If they see these transgenders prey on their children by being a bunch of peeping creeps. But the bottom line is they have the American people talking about transgenders. And instead of the American people doing something about it, what do? They complain about what they tolerate. Now, the next step is, friends, they even have gone so far as to get people in corners talking about legalizing pedophilia. That will never fly on my watch, just for the record. But that's how far it has gone. And I shared with you that in the past, these same debaters have brought us lines between church and state in reverse by the ACLU, a communist organization. These same corporate news networks and their debates have brought us abortion because the Supreme Court said so now, because you've been taught and you've been dummied down to believe that they are the final authority. Nothing could be further from the truth. They have in the present now through the debate of homosexuality, because, of course, they're the victims when, in fact, that's how they play themselves. They want to play the emotions of the American people to advocate the crime of sodomy, which is a felony in every state. Well, guess what, folks? They had you debating about it, and guess what you have now? And the same thing with homosexual marriage, which is the institution of the church, not the government. And that, by the way, my friends, is the proper meaning of the lines between church and state. With that said, remember, friends, that debates can only take place while the law is left out. I'm going to just say that again. Debates only can take place when the law is left out. Did you hear what I said? Debates can only take place when the law is left out without reference to the law. I'll get to that next point on the other side of this break. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh told the Senate Judiciary Committee Monday afternoon that he will not be intimidated into withdrawing his nomination amid sexual misconduct allegations. Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, are set to testify Thursday. Meanwhile, President Trump today in New York talked about the allegations against Kavanaugh.
People who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political. It's totally political.
A Dallas police officer who shot and killed her neighbor in his apartment was fired by the police department today. The police department did an internal investigation and determined that the former officer was engaged in adverse conduct when she was arrested on manslaughter charges. And you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Again, we're going to be doing some events out here in San Diego. Tomorrow sold out, tomorrow morning. And then we are also going to be in Escondido, California as well tomorrow night. And then on Friday, we are going to be in Oceanside. Over the weekend, we're going to be traveling over to Arizona and Payson and Mesa. And I'll give you more details as we get closer to those dates. With that said, if you're in California, do come visit us. And by the way, if you're not and you'd like to call in on today's show, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Now, right before the break on the last segment, I was highlighting the fact that debates can only take place while the law is left out of their contrived debates, or again, there would be no debates. Just think about that. Debates can only take place while the law is left out of their contrived debates, or again, there would be no debates. Like the truth is the first casualty to every war, so are their unlawful attacks on constitutional law that create their contrived debates, which in turn bring us lawlessness. Hey, folks, when you were a kid and you did the wrong thing, you hung around people that did the wrong thing. And this is exactly what at least most people did. And then isn't it interesting? Now, I can give you a personal first-hand experience concerning what I'm talking about. Moreover, the law abounds. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's lining it up with Scripture, Romans 5, verse 20. Isn't it interesting when you would do something that you knew that you shouldn't have been doing? And while you're doing that, all of a sudden, let's say, for example, you're hanging out with a bunch of your buddies doing the wrong thing, and you knew you shouldn't have done them as a young man or as a young woman. And then lo and behold, here comes a cop. And isn't it interesting? All of a sudden, the cop comes, and everybody straightens themselves out, don't they? They straighten themselves out because they know that if they were to commit a crime before the cop, they're going to be arrested or incarcerated for their crimes against law. And that's what people need to understand. Debates can only take place while the law is left out of their contrived debates. When you commit a crime, does the cop sit in there and debate with you concerning the law? No. That's what those crooked lawyers that Jesus woed, in other words, that Jesus damned in Matthew 23. Those are the people that were responsible for taking out the jot and tittle of the law that God said through Jesus in Matthew 5, that not one jot or one tittle shall anywise fail from the law until all be fulfilled. That's why they were damned, the attorneys. But again, keep in mind, like the truth is the first casualty to every war, so are there unlawful attacks on constitutional law that create their contrived debates, which in turn bring us what? Lawlessness, to the point where we're at today in this country. I mean, if the laws were brought in and referenced, there would be nothing to talk about. Just think about that. If the laws were brought into these debates that the networks create, if the laws were referenced, there would be nothing to talk about. 1 John 3:8. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, and he's a liar. And that's exactly what the law does. It comes in, and it condemns the crime. Again, the law exposes the crime, Romans 3:20, and this, my friends, is the reason both unlawful sides survive, at least temporarily. I mean, it survives due to the ignorance of the people in this country that continuously play to these entertaining and deceptive games, which in the end strip themselves of their own God-given rights and freedoms. Hey, folks, they survive. The news networks on a global scale survive off the ignorance of the people. This is how corrupt politicians, hand in glove with corrupt media, useful idiots, friends, change law from law to policy. Just don't ever make reference to it. This is how crime, and this is why crime is prevalent in so many different capacities in the United States of America. Because the laws aren't enforced. And if the laws were enforced by teaching them the fear of God and teaching them consequence through a diabolical fear of God, which will become filial upon godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. But first the church has to do its job. But first the patriots have to do their job by magnifying the law against the crime. Is it not true? On a 24/7 basis, people are complaining about what's going on in this country. And what do you hear? You hear from people more often say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, really what it comes to is they don't want to do anything about it. But those that have a love for God and country believe that they have all the power in the world to overcome all the works of the enemy because the Lord said so through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost that we have all power and authority over the enemy. And that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And they understand that they're made more than overcomers and conquerors through him that loved them. And he knows, and that person or that man or that woman understand that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And they understand the faith that the Son of God, the author and the finisher, gave unto them because it overcomes the world. And they're willing to fight the good fight of faith the same way that Paul did, the same way that the apostles did, the same way that the prophets did, the same way that the biblical patriarchs did, the same way that our patriots did to give us what we have today. Just think if they all just threw their hands up and said there's nothing we could do about it. Guess what, friends? We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have what we have in the present today if our forefathers thought the way so many in America think today. Going back, friends, to corporate news outlets in this country, you know how they keep their golden calves alive, right? It's through sponsorships. And how do they keep their sponsorships appeased and happy? Their golden calves. Read Exodus 32, verse 8. Well, keep the people ignorant of the law. to keep the sponsors happy. Keep creating another debate. Keep undoing laws. And see, these people, they don't realize that they're undoing themselves as well. Again, in the reference to the law, it shuts down the debates, which again are created to undo law, to create policy, which runs contrary to law. And by the way, this is the sole reason that president after president and administration after administration are continuously inundating Americans with the word democracy to bring about change. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. And remember, John Adams said that we are not a nation of the laws of men. We are a nation and an empire of laws under God, America. I mean, we as Americans are ruled by law under God who gave the law, Exodus 20, that keeps us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Not a new administration because he has your favorite jersey on. Not party affiliation because you like them better than the other side. And surely not the opinion of them that are being used to tear down the law and recreate a country that is foreign to both you and I. Again, we need to think. Have you ever noticed? I would love to hear from somebody on this. I really would. I'm going to take a breath on this. 1-866-582-9933. Tell me on a conservative radio show host. Tell me on a radio conservative radio show host. During that time, show me where the host makes reference to law and shuts down the debate. Nope, they don't shut down the debate. They create the debate by keeping out the law. How many things are debated, friends, which become policy, not law, but you've been educated and dumbed down to believe that it is law, which runs contrary to policy. Policy follows law, America. Law does not follow policy. And some of you listening to me right now just say, whoa. Bradley, this is overwhelming. No, it's not. A little child understands what I'm saying right now. Can we break the law, America? If I go up to a stop sign, I can ask my little 8-year-old boy, now do I just keep going or do I first stop at a 4-way stop sign? He's going to say, Dad, there's a stop sign there. There's one on the other side of the street, and there's one over to the right, and there's one over to the left. If you don't stop, you're going to have a collision. You're going to have destruction. So, Dad, it's pretty simple. You stop when you see a stop sign. That's why God gave us his law. It is for our good, not for our bad. And keep in mind, God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. If he hated you, America, he would have never gave you law. He would have never gave you moral law. And again, I must insert, make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Moral law has never been abrogated. Christ fulfilled the moral law, as did he the ceremonial law, as a type, okay? Now let's go back to this, and I want to say this again to make it clear. We as Americans are ruled by law under God who gave the law, okay? That's why we're called the Mosaic Institution Common Law. And by obeying that law, as everybody in this country knows, think this through. If I obey the law, does it mean that I hate my government in the natural? Or does it mean that I love my government and I love my neighbors by upholding the law because it keeps everybody safe and secure, as does it keep us free? Okay? Not a new administration, again, that has on your favorite jersey by saying something and making reference to we the people, which is not law, like a democracy, as I highlighted earlier. Not the party affiliation, and surely not the opinion of them that are being used in a debate to tear down law and, again, recreate a country that is foreign to both you and I. If there's a bill running contrary to law, which there's, so, hey, folks, Romney Care, which is now Obamacare, which is now the Affordable Care Act, which has been changed over and over and over again to appease the people in hopes that you weren't paying attention. The conservatives of the day just the other day said that Obamacare is dying. No, I'm here to tell you it's not dying. They're just renaming it American Health Care Act. The same guy, Paul Ryan, that betrayed the American people with Obamacare is the same guy sitting there next to Donald Trump attempting to advocate through another law, through another name, forgive me, in disguising what that bill is all about, because it's unconstitutional and it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay? But again, America, when are you going to awake to their games? Well, what's going to happen is the conservatives of the day are going to...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And I love it. I love this talk. I love spiritual talk. I love to dissect things. And in doing so, folks, it sets people free. And understanding where real liberty and true liberty is found, it's always in Christ, who is there to magnify the law. Hebrews 10, Matthew 5, he was a preacher of circumcision. Romans 15, verse 8, he was a preacher of the law unto the Jews, who was given the moral law of God. Read Romans 3 when you get a moment. With that said, when you leave off the law, you do understand, friends, do you not, that this is a fine opening for tyranny to be strengthened through every step. And yet this is, again, what this... The corporate news networks are constantly broadcasting and promulgating. They're always at work through totalitarian methods, attacking constitutional law and an attempt through policy to recreate by tearing down constitutional law and recreating a global order in which so many in this country, again, say they can't stand. Now, folks, if there's a bill running contrary to law, and you see these useful idiots on both sides of the aisle, as they say no one cares for their opinions because no one does, remember, they're only being used to further the agenda that, again, most of the people in this country are complaining of. I also want to say this. If it's wrong and it runs antithetical to law, Remember, it's not wrong because Bradley Dean said it neither. It's wrong because God said so, for he is the giver of the law. And I'm just simply making reference to the lawgiver's word. Remember, where the law ends, tyranny begins. But also keep in mind, friends, this is how debate thrives. The corporate news networks survive off the ignorance of the American people. Going back to something I was talking about during the end of last segment, there's something called the American Healthcare Act. Anybody know what that is? Well, the American Healthcare Act is originally Romneycare. And they're still trying to push this envelope on the American people. So what they did is they renamed it Obamacare. And again, then it was renamed Affordable Care Act. And then it was renamed the American Healthcare Act. Hey, folks, I don't care what they name it. It's all illegal. But my point that I'm making here today is the fact that the news networks will push a debate. And what will they push a debate on? They'll push a debate on, guess what? The American Healthcare Act. Now, the reason they're renaming it to the American Healthcare Act is because there's a new administration that they know that the people are drinking every step of the way the Kool-Aid that he's pouring out. No question about it. And it's going to receive little opposition, so they're going to rename it, well, the American people not knowing that it was originally Romneycare and Obamacare, to American Healthcare Act. And instead of looking at the law that exposes them all for what they are, which is a bunch of criminals working for special interest groups, attempting to strengthen communism against we the people, and causing us to be subject to their tyrannical, arbitrary ways every step of the way, they're going to stay away from the law, and they're going to continuously feed the debate. And they're going to work the emotions of the American people, and they're going to go to children. They're going to use the children. And they're going to try to work your emotions so you drink the Kool-Aid in a little bit easier. But what happens is if I was in any of these debates on the left, as you've been told that they are called, or on the right, as they have been labeled, the conservatives of the day, if I was in one of their debates, I would just simply say, what does the law say? And guess what would happen right then and there, America? There would be no more debate. And they would both, on both sides, their mouths would be stopped. And as their mouths were stopped, they would think to themselves, whoa. I totally forgot about what the law says. I've been caught up into the rhetoric that the news networks have been feeding me for years, ever since I can remember, so many people will say. Folks, it's illegal. What about this amnesty that Paul Ryan is trying to pass through? You know, it's interesting, Paul Ryan and those that advocate open borders, isn't it interesting when you take a picture of their homes, they have walls around their homes? Just to show you, America, what you put up with. You know, we're being told now that we need to call our congressmen who are a part of the WWF at its very worst, friends, pro wrestling at its very worst. There is no difference between the left and the right. We're called to call our congressmen by the conservatives of the day and tell them to stop the Ryan Amnesty Plan. And then if you just scroll up on the same post, you have a quote from Donald Trump, who works right next to Judas, Paul Ryan, on amnesty as well as the new American Healthcare Act, the one that sold out the American people December of 2015 by giving Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted, which, by the way, was signed into law as national security by Donald Trump through his $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. Do you not see how this is working, friends? It's all aimed at you. But here on this post, it says the sacred duty of every elected official is to defend Americans because Americans are dreamers, too. Now, I have a question for you. In the Constitution, I need to know, because I'm going to go through this again tonight, but I'm kind of curious to know, in reading the Declaration of Independence as well, how it went from they are our representatives deriving their just powers from the consent of we the people through delegated authority that God has bestowed upon us, entrusted us to delegate to them that work for us. How did it go, friends, from representatives of we the people to now officials? And when I say the word official, for example, the first thing you think is they're above the law. They know better than we do. They're the ones that are in charge. Really? Who told you that? The same network that has been working on desensitizing you and dumbing you down for the last 60 years in this country. And I want you to think about that. What do? They put up a positive from President Donald Trump. The guy working right next to him, Paul Ryan, is advocating for illegal amnesty. In other words, saying that the illegals can come in here and we'll just give them a free pass. They can stay. Now, wasn't it, my friends, Donald Trump that said he was going to build the wall? And I shared with you the other day how it went from $4 billion then to $5 billion, to $8 billion, to $10 billion, now to $25 billion. And then it went from, and this all coming from Donald Trump's mouth over time. And isn't it interesting how all of a sudden it went from Mexico is going to pay for the wall, now to the American people who are going to pay for the wall. America, how many times and how long are you going to play to the dupes of ill-designing men until you figure out there's no difference? The agenda, the illegal global agenda, is going forward today through the same people that you think are different than the last how many preceding administrations. When are you going to wake up and think about what's going on here? Apparently, Americans have not yet figured out how pro wrestling works, no matter how many times I tell you. And furthermore, America, furthermore, 53 countries that listen to me, if you're truly sick and tired of the establishment, then why do you tolerate it through another administration that's doing the exact same thing as the last one? If you're truly at a point where you say enough is enough, why is it that you tolerate through someone that you like? I mean, I'd hate to be around your friends. I really would. Because if they're as trustworthy as you are to God and man, you're worthless as worthless can be. You're as good as Judas. But the fact of the matter is you sit there and you advocate when someone has your favorite jersey on, what he does in lawlessness, and you forget about the last administration that was doing the same thing. And by the way, in many ways, couldn't have done what the present administration has done. You couldn't stand that administration, but for some reason or another now, it's okay because the guy that has on your favorite jersey is doing the same exact thing. You're not principled. You are them that are opening the door to the very destruction of this country. And let me give it to you scriptural-wise. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You know, and the fact of the matter is, friends, I do what I do with my family across the country, not to get saved. We do what we do because we are saved. And we believe that there's a future and a hope for our posterity, too, regardless of what the lying network news are continuously playing out through deceptive measures on a 24/7 basis. Regardless of what they say, friends, we believe that there's a future and a hope. And I tend to believe that this republic, listen to me carefully, everybody with a tuned in ear, I tend to believe that no matter what happens, no matter what goes down, this constitutional republic of ours will never, ever be destroyed. And I don't care if you have the gates of hell wide open on my last statement. The fact of the matter is my big brother will subdue them every step of the way as he has done in the past and as he's doing in the present. And they're a little lied. Their alliance and their covenant with hell in the past have been disannulled, and it will be disannulled once again. You can mark not my words, but you can mark his words. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.